Mark, you're gonna receive calls unless you contact me.
Now, I told you, to not call me back. Now, I've contacted Sprint, and I do not owe them any money. I have told you repeatedly, do not call me again. And federal law required you to not call me again, so if you call me again...
You're not. We can put it in dispute if you choose to do that.
It's in dispute.
Okay.
I don't owe them any money.
Is it because you no longer have their service, or what?
I canceled their service, and they continued to bill me for their service after I canceled it.
Did you tell them that you didn't want it? I mean, that's why they...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I transferred it, and the very last month of it, there was a couple phone lines of mine that didn't get, or one phone line that didn't get switched over to the new service,
mm-hmm.
and there was $7 worth of phone calls made on that line,
mm-hmm.
and they billed me $240 for that $7 worth of phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to look at the bill, it's on my website at www.ctyme.com/sprint. And I explain in detail, you know, all the information and why I'm not paying it. You know, these people are just fabricating charges. And the reason... And the reason that I dropped Sprint was because they started playing games with my phone bill. So that's why I dropped them, because they were, you know, adding in, you know, things that I never asked for. And I called him about it, and after spending probably, you know, 5 hours on the phone with him, you know, with my secretary's time trying to get them to, you know, straighten out their billing, I just decided that there's, you know, a lot of other long-distance companies that want my business. So I've explained to Sprint, they've refused to, you know, fix their billing. You know, in fact, the way we figured it up, you know, it looks like we overpaid the thing by a couple $100. And, you know, these people will not fix their billing, you know, so I put up a website slamming them.
Go to Jay Leno, he does a little bit of it. Okay,
So you're not going to get anywhere collecting from me.
Oh, I'm not worried about it. I'd rather come to some, you know, like, I'd rather come to some kind of agreement where it's on here, and I did, but what I put is I spoke to you, State said he had canceled the service, and we put this in dispute. Sprint overcharged him and not for non-usage charges. That's basically what it looks like to me. Okay, I'm not a Sprint representative.
I understand. You're a collection agency, and you can go back to Sprint and tell them that I would be more than happy if they sued me for this, and we can settle this in court. You know, tell them to file a lawsuit. We'll go in front of a judge, and we'll just get this decided.
Okay. Because everything I write, I'm going to make sure that they get this.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much for your time and your patience.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.